on the line from Cape Town is Joey Burke. And the last time I spoke with him, Joey, you were literally in the middle of Operation Rising Lion, and now you're safely back home. But I'm curious to find out what it was like crossing the Allenby Bridge into Jordan as a Jew during a time of war. Joey Burke, thank you so much for joining us. And first things first, you got out of Israel by going through the Allenby Bridge. Can you walk us through the journey from the moment you realized that you had to leave and that was the route you were going to take?
Yes, well, it was very, very interesting. First of all, thank you very much for having me back, and it's wonderful to be back in South Africa.
I love the word interesting. I'm sure you miss your brothers, yeah. But I love this word interesting. It was an interesting journey, you say.
Yes, okay, so I'll tell you straight from the beginning how it happened. Well, first of all, I mean, I'd heard all these stories about how dangerous it was going to be and being a Jew crossing the border and all of that. Well, it was absolutely the contrary. The people were so friendly and so wonderful and so helpful. However, when we to get to the bus, we left at 5:30 in the morning. As we were leaving at 5:30 in the morning, the siren went off. We went down into the bomb shelter at home. So realized that a bus was going to leave late, and then we got in the car.
And who were you traveling with?
Just me and my two brothers. They were going to drop me off at the bus station, and then we were driving literally 10 minutes to Tel Aviv, and another siren, and we had to find a bomb shelter at that point. So we got out of the car and went into some building and shared a bomb shelter with some people, and then when we arrived in Tel Aviv, went off again. And we had to go down into the underground and then up again, and it went again and down again and up again and down again and up again. By the time it was finished, there were about 7 or 8 bombings taking place. It was terrifying, actually. But you know, and at this stage, I was sitting on the floor and I was speaking to a friend in South Africa, and I was just crying. I was just like, sad to leave my brothers, terrified out of my mind. And it was traumatic. But You know, it was just interesting to see everybody just casually going in and out of bomb shelters as if it was a normal day. But then I get on the bus, and I think I was...
So where was the bus? This is the bus on, obviously, the Israeli side.
On the Israeli side. So this was organized by a tour group called Abraham Tours, and I got on the bus, and there were an American family of 5, an old American gentleman, an elderly lady, and a very young guy that was sitting next to me. I think I was the only Jewish person on the bus, because, you know, there was no mention of anything Jewish or anything at all. But, you know, so we just went through, and, you know, we get to the border, which was about an hour's drive. And when we get to the border on the Israeli side, it was very fast, and we had to pay the taxes, which was fine, the leaving taxes, and then get your exit visa. And everybody was like, what should we do? What should we do? What do we do? Who do we do? What do we do? I said, just follow me.
I've survived like 8 bomb attacks in the last 2 hours. I know what I'm doing.
Exactly. And then follow me. And then one was like, is it safe? Is it safe? I said, well, it looks safe. Just follow me. And they said, we were told that we can't go alone and we can't travel this, and that it's not friendly and it's dangerous. Anyhow, get through the Israeli side after 1, 2, 3, 4 checkpoints before you get to the border. It was huge. And then at the border, we got through. And then another 2 more, 3 more checkpoints, and then we get to the Jordanian side. Now, when we get to the Jordanian side, we're told that we're going to be meeting somebody else on the other side. We get to the Jordanian border, and there's this young, fantastic tour guide. Hello, welcome to Jordan, and give me all your passports. I will organize everything for you, and you just sit in the bus and wait.
Joey, ask you, were you and the others the only people going through the border crossing, or were there lots of Jordanians or Israeli Arabs?
There were about 10 buses all sitting. It was interesting to see, because nobody was really getting out of their buses. They were all sitting in the buses waiting for their guide to go and do whatever they needed to do.
But were they tourists? Were they tourists like you guys, or were they people who actually lived?
There were a couple of tourists, and there were a couple of people trying to get out on other buses that I managed to speak to. I managed to speak to a couple of people. One was from England, and another one was from, I can't remember now, from Greece or somewhere, and they were going through the border. But it was, you know, then they said to us, they said, okay, now we need you to just take your suitcases through, and there's going to be a big inspection. So now I'm actually literally pooping myself because I've got quite a few Israeli gifts and all sorts of things. I'm thinking, oh my God, here we go. They're going to find out I'm Jewish and all of this. And anyhow, so it was so quick and so free and so easy, and everything was sorted, and it was just wonderful. And then and then we sat down in the bus and we waited and we waited and we waited. And then he came back in and he said, somebody hasn't paid for their visa. So I paid everybody I knew. And so I thought, well, you know, and he said, hasn't paid. They're short 40. So it caused a bit of a stir. And then there was a little bit of chaos. And he came back and he said, look, we're waiting for this extra person to pay. And then I thought to myself, you know what? I'm not going to wait for no person. Yeah. So I just went up to him and I went out for a cigarette. And I sneaked it into his hand. I said, listen, let's just sort this out. I'll pay you the 40. I know whatever it is. I don't want any hassles here. You know, I don't want you to be short. And he said, oh, thank you very much. So whose passport got done first? Mine. So everything was sorted. Mine was sorted. And then I was,
thinking
and then
like
we
an
waited
Israeli.
Another. Yeah, I was acting like a full-on Israeli. It was actually hysterical. And then, of course, the guy started getting a little bit nervous in the bus. The old man was like, when is this going to go? And when are we leaving? I said, and I was calming everybody down and just saying, it's going to take 2 hours. They've told us it's going to take 2 hours. It's a five-stage process. They've got to do an investigation. Then they've got to check your passports. Then they've got to check where you're going and why you're going and all of this. Just relax. Everything will be okay. So my passport came through, and then another one came through, and then we waited another hour, and then everybody's came through. And then, Nochal, we get in the bus, and he starts giving us a full-on tour of Jordan. It was just unbelievable.
Well, did you like what you saw?
Yeah, it was actually amazing. The experience of Jordan, the people were so friendly here. It was unbelievable. It was really friendly, and it was so different. And it was in the middle of the desert, and it was, yeah, for me, I turned around to this young Indian guy that was sitting next to me, and I said, we're making history here, hey? We're crossing the border in the middle of a war and a ceasefire. Look at us. We're in no man's land right now. Check this out, you know.
And we're acting as tourists. And then where did you go from there?
So then I booked into the Amman Airport Hotel, and I was going to go and explore Amman, but I was so exhausted and drained, so I didn't. So I just had the traditional meal there, and I stayed there, and then the next day I got onto the plane.
And that's when I called you. And you flew to Dubai.
Yeah, and then I flew to Dubai, yeah.
So you came back.
So all in all, it was a 48-hour journey. It was a long, long journey. But, I came back through Dubai, and that was it.
And Joey, do you know if people in Israel are able to leave, or are they still having to do quite lengthy routes like you?
No, they're able to leave now, apparently.
Okay, so
of course the day that I finally get everything sorted, there's a ceasefire and everything gets sorted.
Murphy's law,
you know. But they're able to get out now, and all the airspace was opening up, although it did close on the day of the ceasefire, and we were worried that we weren't going to be able to get out because they were still bombing, you know. It was fine.
Well, look at the bright side. You have a story to tell, and we had an interesting interview with you here on Chai FM.